This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back. Better You Bet presented by BetMGM. PJ Glasser, Ken Barkley here in the Power Hour. A couple of segments left. We're going to give out all of our picks for tonight. Coming up, final segment of the show. Ken and I streaming live on twitch.tv/BetQL. We're also on YouTube /Odyssey Sports. You can listen to us on Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. We were talking more about this Drake and Kendrick beef in the break. And
Ken was enlightening me on everything.
I'm hooked.
Do you feel like you got it now? I didn't want to say some of it during the segments on the air because, like, of the subject matter, but like, which we'll talk a little bit about more now. But like, do you understand why it's interesting? At least based on that explanation.
Okay. I do. I like that. And when the show's over, I'm gonna go to YouTube and I'm gonna listen to these songs because it's the fact that the content and the songs out of this are just apparently so good. Like I'm excited. Are the music videos excellent as well? Like, is all of it
So this is part of the best part. And Tyler, yeah. I want to bring you on now as well, because Tyler and I have talked about this a little bit during the breaks too. It's because, I mean, this is like a great question. If you don't know anything about it, like, well, are there like what's the other media content attached to this? Is it just a song? Like, how does it work? And it's just like, even my answer to this is like the difference between the artists and like production value. So Drake's whole thing, some of this will be like, if you follow this feud, you'll know this stuff better than I will probably. So Drake is essentially like kind of a crossover also as a pop artist. He has like one of the most famous like musicians in the world and performers in the world. So like he has that. So some of that's going to breed jealousy this doesn't have to be unique to music. In sports, it's like that, right? Like Mahomes wins enough, you don't want Mahomes to win anymore. Like that's kind of, not that they have to be the same thing, but like you get the idea. Someone wins a year, 2 years in a row, you hate them now. We had the Brady roast last night. So just like guy wins a lot, everybody starts hating him. So that you got that playing into it. But then the differences between the two artists, like Drake makes a lot of like, I think song, like people that like, you know, people that we know, like Drake songs and know of Drake songs, random people on the street know Drake songs. Like it's just, and Kendrick Lamar is just different than that. Like he's just doesn't have that same like crossover appeal, even though he still has a ton of commercial success. It's just not the same. And it's like each one has the series of strengths. And I feel like it started as they're both trying to use, honestly, like their strengths. That's like how I felt. So like Drake puts out a song called Family Matters, and it's got this highly like organized, stylized, produced accompaniment, like video wise, where he essentially, the point of the video is he tows a van that is very famous in like the lore of Kendrick Lamar to a scrapyard and junks it. That's like the point of the video, but it like required some production value, right? Like that's not just, here's a song with like an album cover or whatever, like art. And so that's like part of Drake's thing, is that like, it's going to be really produced. It's going to be like, here's this visual element and like, we're going to spend money. And this is like, whatever, we're going to recreate some of these scenes and whatever. And then like a lot of Kendrick's responses are just these like pictures. It's just this cover art for this song. And the, like the level of creativity in this, I just want to be like, how do you guys think of this? I just want to be like, it's just you could be like the level of spite and underhandedness is at an all time high, but just the level of creativity. And I feel it just, again, like this is me, the whatever observer of this, not super plugged in. I just feel like it allowed for insanely good content to be like, it doesn't matter who I think won, even though I think Kendrick Lamar quote won, but just the quality of what was produced, I feel like both of them, and I don't follow their careers as closely as other people, but like I feel like it got both of them to perform. Like I've listened to a lot of Drake songs. I think Family Matters is an unbelievable Drake song. Like it's like some of the best stuff he's ever done, and it took this to get it out of him. And I don't follow Kendrick Lamar's career as closely. I think a lot of people don't, like friends of mine or whatever. I was like, did you even know that like he could do this? And we learned about it, right? And now like we appreciate it, and just like some of the songs that he came out with are insane. Like the creativity's off the charts, the lyrics are off the charts. We don't have to get, I mean, he's accusing Drake of terrible things, which may or may not be true, but like the way in which he's accusing him is wild. And then Tyler, I want to bring you on for a second. Like what, Tyler, like what was your favorite part of what happened this weekend? Like for me, it's almost just like the waiting for everything and consume and seeing what other people are saying, reaction videos, and like I think what I think, but I'm always curious what people who follow it closer think. Like that was all just, it all felt like we were in a moment where something was happening and like kind of all being like, wow, this is crazy. What was, Tyler, what was like your favorite part this weekend consuming all this stuff?
The reactions were awesome because it felt like everybody was just looking at this one topic. I'm pretty sure there was an NBA game going on at the time, and everyone's like, "All right, put this to the side. We're gonna listen to The Family Matters by Drake." But I think my personal favorite part is when Drake dropped Family Matters. Had a whole music video. He had the Good Kid, Mad City truck and van in the music video, and he was crushing it. And then literally 30 minutes later, Kendrick Lamar just drops Meet the Grams, which is insane in itself, the song, and basically just killed off with Drake everything Drake did after like 30 minutes, which kind of like to me proves that like Kendrick Lamar like knew the song was coming out. In Meet the Grams, he's literally answering questions that Drake's giving out in the song previously. So we cut it. So everyone's in my I think everyone in Drake's camp, or some people, are just like feeding Kendrick Lamar information. So he did, then he released Meet the Grams, and like a day later, Not Like Us came out with that cover photo, which you just go online and look it up. It's crazy. For Not Like Us, I mean, the songs were just like I was jarred by like the lyrical content that was in these songs. But I mean, I think Saturday and Sunday were like, that was the best moment, seeing everyone react to the videos. I watched so many lyric breakdown videos because I wasn't as in tune to this as usual. But I mean, I consumed so much content over the weekend with this. It was insane.
Yeah, it's almost like if you were tasked with, like, if I was tasked with, like, hey, like PJ Glasser is going to host with you on Monday, and in song form, you need to like basically execute a takedown in as creative and ruthless a way as humanly possible. How would you do it? I would never be a, in a million, even if I hated PJ, and I don't, I love PJ, and mostly because he's hosting tomorrow and I need him to. I would never in a million years be able to come up with like this. Like what Kendrick Lamar came up. Forget even the subject matter. So like in back-to-back releases, it's a song that's essentially like an open letter to all the members of Drake's family, like about different things, but done in like with a lot of musicality. And then and people are like, oh well, it's not catchy, so like I don't, he didn't win this round because it's just like hard, like it's just really a tough try, like it's just really, the subject matter is really serious and it's crazy and really disrespectful. But maybe it's not like a song you'd play in your car or a song that you want to go back and listen to a lot. And so that was the criticism. And the crazy part is it's like he heard that. And then the next song he puts out is the exact opposite, is a song that you like really want to play in your car and that you would listen to a lot of times, and is a totally different way to attack the same topic. So like, okay, well now I insulted you this way. Now I'm going to completely hard pivot and insult you in a completely different style of song. Like I'm going to insult, like where people are going to go to a club and dance to me making fun of you. Like I'm going to get them to do that. That's how good I am at this. Like that's, like imagine being that, just forget, even if you hate this music or you love it or whatever, imagine being that good at something that you could do this. That you could be like, I can't, it's just like floors me. Like this is, people be like, what do you like about sports? And I go, the championship event of anything, like because it's the two best, or it's the two teams that got the farthest, or the players or competitors, and they're playing for something really meaningful. Like, so even at Little League World, whatever, like whatever the best, the Olympics are coming up, whatever the best is at that thing, I care about that thing. And the regular season and the buildup is fine, whatever. But like any sport, maybe I'm not in early, man, you get a championship event, whatever. And this was like that. Like, okay, like I'm not in on the early rounds, and I'm not in on when J. Cole was involved, which has led to some of the funniest jokes where people are like, man, he like kind of knew what was going to happen, and he was like, I'm good on this one, guys. Like, I didn't want to be a part of this. And now everybody's like, man, what did, like, that's a really smart move. And so I wasn't in on that. So like, I didn't follow as closely, but now we're like in the championship event. It's like, well, now I'm in, I get the two best at something and they're going back and forth. And this is a perfect sports comparison. So, I mean, Tyler, what's your, this can be either like a lyric or a verse or an entire song. What's your favorite thing that has come out of this entire feud so far?
For the sake of keeping us on air, I don't know if I can give you favorite lyric from
songs. You can be really vague if you want to. That's okay.
I'll just say this.
Is it something? Like, is it something from Not Like Us? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that song is going to be played like at clubs, like you said. It's going to be played at clubs. It's going to be played at bars.
It's like the song of the summer.
Even the Drake. Yeah. Even Drake fans are like, this song like makes me want to dance. But the whole song is basically him just coming at Drake. Like Meet the Grams is like, to me, is like, that's like some Eminem level, like 90s, like Stan, like he's just writing to people.
Sure.
Like that, I couldn't believe what I was listening to with Meet the Grams. He just attacking everything. And then reveals that he might have an 11-year-old daughter out there, which we didn't bring up yet.
It's just ridiculous.
So yeah, I think the two Kendrick Lamar songs were by far the best. It's Not Like Us.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm writing all these down, by the way, so I can listen to them.
This is almost like a great TV show. So what, Shogun on FX, I think Jake was watching that live, Nick was watching it live, and it's over. But now I'm in like the best possible situation because I can watch it. I don't have to wait. I can watch every episode the entire season and like consume it as one. You can binge it. I can binge Shogun. Well, you can binge Drake versus Kendrick Lamar. You don't have to be like us and like wait for the 6 hours or the 12 hours or the 24 hours for it to happen. Tyler, I want to ask you one more thing. Because you're going to be better. I saw Big Cat ask this question on Twitter, and I agree. And I texted like two people that I know who would be better at answering this. Because I was wondering the same thing where I go, so, hey, this is all cool. And it was a crazy, fun weekend where like a lot of interesting stuff happened. And the consensus among some people, at least, or people who I would consider influential, seems to be that Kendrick Lamar won this pretty handily. So the next logical question, like if I didn't know anything about this, I feel like this is like a question, like if I explained it to my wife, she'd be like, okay, so what? Like, so now what? Like, okay, he won. What does he get? Like, what happens? Does Drake become less popular? Does this have an effect on how much money he makes? Is his music affected? Like, is Kendrick Lamar, does he get something out of this tangible other than like the respect of everybody? So Tyler, like, what? Is the answer to that no, nothing changes? Or like, does stuff usually change in situations like this?
Yeah, I don't think anything's going to change much from like Kendrick Lamar's point of view. Like I think he just did this for fun and he just like just absolutely cooked him. Drake though, it might get interesting because if people go back in the song, there's going to be a common theme in all of this. And I think Drake more is going to be like questioning like how he moves and like how he posts stuff on Instagram now. I think he's going to be a little more like cautious of what he does because like these rumors have been out there for a little bit. True or not, I have no idea. Like these rumors have been out there for a little bit. So I feel like Drake might have to, it might be like changing his public image a little bit. I feel like we won't hear from him for a few months as he kind of figures out what to do next. Because that was some pretty insane allegations Kendrick Lamar was putting out there.
You think? Yeah, geez, crazy stuff.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Have you listened to a lot of Drake's recent music, let's say his last like couple albums, where I haven't been like really plugged into this stuff?
Yeah, I'm a Drake fan too. It's not great. It's a lot of TikTok songs. The songs that are made for TikTok and like
worse,
Instagram.
I guess is my question.
Yeah,
that's part of this too, right? Like, if he was awesome, maybe this wouldn't happen. But is he like very vulnerable? And I don't mean in like a romantic way. Like, is he vulnerable? Like, people feel like he's just kind of fallen off. Like, is that how everybody feels? Like, what's going on here?
Well, I think he just wants I think he wants the clicks and the streams. And I think that's the music he's making now. It's just like what people want now, where like kids are on TikTok and Instagram. I think that's what they want. Family Matters is like the closest we've gone to like old Drake, maybe from like 5-10 years ago. And all the Drake fans are like, we finally
blew it. It's so good.
Fantastic. I thought that was the best song out of all of it until Kendrick Lamar came and answered twice. But Drake fans were like, we finally bullied him into making good music again. Like, Family Matters is as good as Drake as you're going to find. And then he kind of just like gave up after on the last song. The last song he sounded defeated. I think
he's
gonna be
going
away for a little bit.
Because it's a play on something Kendrick does, right? What's the name of the last song?
Yeah, it's The Heart Part Six is the
Something Kendrick Lamar does, like The Heart Part whatever.
Yeah,
the songs that he has, yep. I guess, or something. Okay, yeah, this is stuff where it's like I know some of the lore, but not all of it. It's like I'm trying to watch an episode of Lost or something, and like trying to figure out what's going on. So. Yeah, like that. And PJ, this is like the last, like, if you go through the entire thing, PJ, there's just no way you don't get to that song and listen to it and be like, ugh, he's quitting, either because for a lot of different reasons. This doesn't even have to be like that negative, but like, sounds like he's quitting, sounds like he's out, sounds like tired. And man, this thing fell like this. He just got like KO'd, basically. That's how I would feel. It's like in a song. It's like, I would feel, it's like crazy to hear the difference from 3 days earlier, 5 days earlier, like 3 weeks earlier to that. I mean, really, what a wild, like, I just, and like, again, who wins in all this? We had two musical artists who were not producing either a lot of content or good content or both. And this allowed them to produce like the best stuff they've ever produced. And it happened all in a weekend. So again, like, whatever you like musically, like, that's crazy to think about that. Like, that's what that, like, and all it took, all it took was like a couple slights and people not liking each other, and that somehow brought out the best in people.
How many songs total would you say between the two of them they made this weekend?
Oh, just this weekend?
Yeah, or during the entire
five?
Like, during the entire,
well, it depends on like five. Thursday, Friday. I was out of town too. Yeah, it's five. Yeah, like it's long. It's called a long weekend. It's five. It's the long weekend, and then the total feud is it's 9 or 10, right, Tyler? It's 9. Yeah. So you got. But PJ, you gave yourself an hour. You knocked this whole thing out. You come report back to us tomorrow on what you think.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to listen to it. Looking forward to that. We wrap up
Peter's
the show
gonna be bumping.
Next.
Not like us.
On the Metro.
Like
I'm going to be bumping out
on the way home.
What's this guy doing? Wrap up the show next. Our best bets for today.